It's the Dubai Property Podcast for news, interviews and market trends.
And welcome back to another episode of the Dubai Property Podcast. Here we are once again talking real estate right around the UAE and available to you on Spotify this morning, Apple and Amazon. And it's a Thursday morning, the 7th day of March for 2024. And good morning to you if you are a regular listener to the Dubai Property Breakfast. We know about all of the new listeners that email in. But if you have been listening for a while, fantastic to have you with us. Of course, most listeners, they don't email in. Statistically, only about 1.5% of your listeners will do that. So we thought, let's break that percentage number. In the next 10 days, we are going to see if we can smash the 1.5%. Now, you don't have to have a question to ask. Just email us and tell us where in the world you are, because we have an analysis geography graph that tells us that people are listening from all over the world. Now, when I say all over the world, I mean it. That's how popular Dubai real estate is, with people wanting to know what the property market here is doing. So email us. Our email address is dubaipropertypodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that is dubaipropertypodcast@gmail.com. Let's see if we can do it in the next 10 days. All right, so this morning, once again, we've got another episode of our diary of a new Dubai real estate agent as we catch up once again with Lillian Le Campion. And a very good morning to you, Lillian. How are you doing?
Good morning, Craig. I'm really wonderful, thank you. It's really interesting to hear about different people from other countries listening to the podcast. I actually had a wonderful woman from Canada reach out to me via Instagram. Her name's Jo Ali. Hi, Jo Ali. She's actually thinking about moving across to Dubai to work in real estate, and she's been listening to the podcast since the beginning, and I think this has really inspired her and given her some information. So I'm actually quite interested to hear what other countries people are listening from, Craig.
Yeah, well, they are everywhere. So if we step down the list, the UAE is in number one position. The United Kingdom is number two, followed by the United States, Italy, Netherlands, Germany, Australia, Czech Republic, New Zealand, Canada, Ireland, France, India, Switzerland, Israel, Saudi Arabia, Argentina, Maldives, Bahrain, Cyprus, Hong Kong, South Africa, Thailand, Slovakia, Singapore, Philippines, Lebanon, Spain, Austria, Japan, Nigeria, Qatar, Ukraine, Turkey, Sweden, Russia, Kuwait, Iran, Indonesia, Ghana, Egypt, Estonia, Algeria, Brazil, Albania, and so the list goes on.
That is so impressive. It makes me think of Dubai as such an international city, and it's so wonderful to know that everyone around the world is listening.
Yeah, and it just comes back to that point that I just mentioned about emailing us. If you are listening to the podcast, you would have just heard me read out your country. So it's all about the countries. So the more that we get from the countries, the more recognition you will get, of course, and you'll go up the list as well. Let's talk about something that is very close to your heart, Lillian, and that is looking for an apartment to buy, and you have closed this out. You have bought yourself an apartment. So tell us a little bit about the process in Australia, very different to how you bought in Dubai.
Yes, it is. This has been quite a roller coaster. If you've been following my journey on the podcast, I've been looking since September to buy in Dubai, but I've actually just been looking in general in Australia for probably about 6 years. And what I found in Australia is that the majority of properties are actually purchased via auctions. So there's a lot of emotional pressure during an auction, because you sort of turn up on a Saturday morning and there's a lot of people, a lot of noise, and you have to make this split second emotional decision on probably the thing that you're going to spend the most money on in your life. So in Dubai, it's very different. They don't really do auctions here. You do individual viewings. So in a lot of other countries, they have open houses. That happens sometimes here, but it's pretty rare. So you go do an individual viewing with a broker who's representing the seller, and then it's basically a couple of days or maybe weeks of negotiation between the buyer and the seller through the conduit of the broker. So it is quite interesting being on both sides, as I am a broker myself now. I think compared to Melbourne, you touched on this with Mario a couple of days ago, that the price per square foot that you can get in Melbourne, where I was looking, it was equivalent of 3,092 dirhams per square foot. So you're basically getting nearly double what I could actually buy in Australia. The other thing that was interesting was that in Australia, you might see a property listed at, say, 1.8 million, and then at the auction, it'll probably go for 2.1, so more. Whereas in Dubai, the data actually shows that the transaction price is lower than the listing price usually.
Yeah, true. And Lillian, Dubai Marina, eh? You must be pinching yourself here. A nice little bit of a real estate spot, Dubai Marina.
Oh, it is the hub. It's the heart of Dubai. It's going to be part of the 2040 Urban Master Plan as the tourist hub. You actually really can't go wrong in Dubai Marina. It has 90% occupancy rates for both short-term and long-term rental. It's a no-brainer for me.
After all this time, this has been a long time coming, so you would have just been on cloud nine.
Oh, it's a 60-day settlement because we're getting a mortgage. So actually, it's going to be a good 2 months before transfer day until we actually move in. But we actually got the mortgage through Samir, who was on the podcast a couple of months ago. And I guess this is another great thing about listening to the Dubai Property Podcast is that you get people that you hear them on the podcast, you hear what an expert they are, you know you can trust them, you send them a WhatsApp, and then next thing you know, he's actually my mortgage broker now.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. There's a family, really, of listeners and contributors to the Dubai Property Podcast. Now, just in terms of mortgages, we know that mortgages have been tracking up about 30% across 2023, and I think around 3,000 mortgages taken out in January 2024 alone. So how did you find that whole mortgage process now that you're done and dusted?
We got a 60% loan, so we needed a 40% down payment because my husband actually works for a non-UAE company. Our budget was 1.8 million dirhams, so that's roughly about $490,000. One thing that my clients always ask me that I really like to insist on making sure that they're aware of is that you need to allow for a 6 to 7% contingency fee. So this is covering Dubai Land Department 4% fees, trustee office, mortgage fees. So even though our purchase price was 1.8 million, by the time we're done and dusted, we're actually going to be spending about 1.95 million. So I think it's really important for people to be aware of that extra bit of money they need.
Yeah, indeed. And in terms of Dubai Marina, we should sort of drill down and ask you what you ended up buying.
Yes, so I'm really happy to have bought a two-bedroom apartment in the Torch Tower in Dubai Marina. It's 1,258 square foot, which is a really decent size for a two-bedroom. It's been upgraded, and to be honest with you, it is not really my style. It's very, very Dubai bling. So we're talking white marble floors with gold specs. There's gold taps, gold fittings everywhere. I'm kind of leaning into the Dubai lifestyle. And look, it's spacious. It's got a great view of the Burj Al Arab. And when you're talking about investing, I'm just happy to be getting off the rental market, to be honest.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't go past gold normally, but you're an architect, so you'll be able to deal with this in your own time.
Exactly. And that's the plan. I think that doing interior fit outs here is relatively cheap. And as long as you've got the good bones of a good apartment in a good building, then I think you're onto a winner.
Now, let's go from real estate to entertainment. Always like to talk movies. And we did talk about the Dune-inspired movie that is translated into a property in Dubai. And the movie, Dune, it has been released. I think you went to see it in an IMAX, did you?
I did. So I know that Michael Doyle was speaking about this a couple of days ago. He's a big fan of the books. Look, the movie is just a cinematic masterpiece, in my opinion. So there's a planet called Arrakis, for those who don't know, and it's pretty much entirely made of sand. So this was filmed in Abu Dhabi. They filmed it across 20 locations in the Liwa Desert during the winter of 2022, obviously because it would have been too hot during summer. And there was a team of about 300 local and 250 international crews and 500 extras that were used. And it only took them 27 days to shoot. So I went to see it last night at the Max Vox Experience Nikhil Mall, which is on Palm Jumeirah. The screen size is about 24.5 metres wide, about 13.8 metres high. And in IMAX, you actually get 40% more of the image that the director intended. So, Craig, you'd know this with your film background, that really what the director intended you to see makes a cinematic experience all the more worthwhile.
Yeah, you can't beat IMAX, that is for sure. And Art Dubai, now that happened over the past week in various locations. So what is the Dubai Festival all about for you?
I just love the culture and the events that Dubai puts on. So Art Dubai is the Middle East's leading international art fair. It's been going for 17 years and it takes place every single March. And they get artworks from over 400 artists from over 40 countries. It takes place in Madinat Jumeirah. So Madinat Jumeirah, for those who don't know about what it is, it's located near the Burj Al Arab. And it's basically this Arabian mini city in Dubai. It comprises five-star hotels, these kind of ornate souks and a beachfront. There's these little water canals and palm trees. And it's the most beautiful, spectacular place to just, even if there's not an event on, just to go for dinner, to walk around, especially during the evening. So they had Art Dubai there. There were different halls. There was even one dedicated purely to digital art. And it was a really great international cultural event. I actually haven't heard that many people speaking French in Dubai and one place in Dubai before now, because, of course, a lot of the gallery owners are French.
Yeah, and this is the diary of a new Dubai real estate agent, which is Lillian, which is great because we get to find out what you are up to, not just the real estate, which brings us on to the International Women's Day, which is happening tomorrow. So what events are happening and what have you been to? Because it's been going for about a week now.
It has. So Mario mentioned last week that female investors in real estate in the UAE is up 54%. And, you know, I think coupled with this and a lot of other initiatives, the government is really pushing for more female presence in business and leadership. So I've been to one luncheon already, Women in Business, that was run by the Australian Business Council of Dubai. There were some great speakers, including Dr. Kimberly Pierce, who's actually just opened Dubai's first liver transplant centre. And then I'm going to another event tomorrow, which is one of the main ones organised by Gulf News, the media outlet. It's called the Future Women Leaders Forum. And it's really just about bringing like-minded women together, increasing the exposure of women in leadership. And really, the UAE is actually leading in the Middle East in terms of gender equality, according to the 2023 Global Gender Pay Gap Report. So happy International Women's Day to all of our female listeners.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, we'll wrap it up there, Lillian, because we're going to be catching up with you this coming weekend because you're going to be part of the panel on the Saturday morning property market update. That's pretty exciting.
I am. I'm really excited. I'm always happy to have a chat with yourself and, of course, Michael.
And I think Mario, of course, he's going to be there as well. So that'll do us for today. Enjoy your Thursday and chat in a couple of days' time.
Thanks and talk to you soon, Craig.
Explore new property destinations where you could live with exclusive interviews covering real estate news and market insights. We cover everything on the Dubai Property Podcast.
All right, well, let's get to Candace there in Sacramento in California. As I mentioned, she's looking at buying with her sister here, Mario. So is there anything that she should worry about?
Honestly, for Candace, there's nothing to worry about at all. You know, you can buy with a sibling, you can buy obviously with a partner. You don't actually have to be married to even live in the UAE. Unlike it used to be, the rules have changed. before you had to be a married couple to actually live together. Now that's not the case. So buying a property with a sibling, presumably on a 50-50 split, is absolutely normal. The only thing I can think of, as in any relationship, whether it's a sibling or indeed a marriage, is that, you know, what happens when you want to dispose of the asset? Everything is fine when everybody is in love with each other, but should anything go wrong, then it would be a case of what would happen should you want to sell.
Remember, we are not a real estate company. We are 100% all about increasing your awareness and knowledge for buying and selling properties. We talk to some of the most influential figures in the real estate industry, from leading commentators to investors to real estate principals, on the Dubai Property Podcast.